start to notice the differences between the first paragraph of the Shema and the second paragraph of the Shema. Obviously, the first thing is that La'ava, as Hashem lekeichem, lo'avdu b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem, which is in the plural. As opposed to the first paragraph of the Shema, v'ahavta as Hashem lekecho, b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho. But there's something else as well. The first paragraph of the Shema carries on. Yet the second one says, and does not say, question is, why does the second paragraph of the Shema omit loving Hashem with all your resources? So there's a medrash, an unbelievable medrash actually, a medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, which is really required reading for anyone, any serious student of Teresh Baal Peh. You need to understand how Chazal themselves related to Teresh Baal Peh, but that'll be for another time. It says like this, that anyone who loves wealth, anyone that wants to be physically pampered and enjoy the finer things in life is not going to be able to learn Teresh Baal Peh, because success in Teresh Baal Peh requires a person to push themselves. It can be painful sometimes. It means minimizing sleep. It means limiting their involvement with this world in order to succeed in otherworldly studies. And therefore, the reward for studying Teresh Baal Peh is an Olam Haba. Meaning the following. The first parasha of the Shema is talking about learning Torah, and therefore it says, B'chol Ma'idecha, because investing in learning means that a person has to make a choice of prioritizing spiritual satisfaction in learning Torah over financial reward, over comfort. The second paragraph of the Shema is not talking about learning. The second paragraph of the Shema is talking about mitzvahs. People that do mitzvahs, they're not absolutely dedicated to the study of Torah. Rather, they're people that perform the mitzvahs. And therefore, it doesn't say b'chol ma'adeichem, because doing the mitzvahs doesn't really require a person to push themselves financially. It doesn't require them to push themselves out of their comfort zone, as it does for a person that's really going to dedicate themselves single-mindedly to the study of Torah. And in fact, Rav Chaim of Elazar and Nefesh HaChaim in the first Shar, 8th Perek, says there, therefore the first paragraph of the Shema says b'chol ma'adeichem, and the second paragraph does not say v'chol me'edeichem, because the first paragraph of the Shema is all in the singular. Because an individual can fulfill the pasuk of Le'yamush, Sefer Torah, Zemi Picha, a person should never stop learning, literally, learning day and night, and therefore they're going to have to make a sacrifice of v'chol me'edecha, not being involved in Parnasa. The second paragraph of the Shema is talking to the rabbim, it's talking about most people, the average person, members of the community, are going to have to be involved in this world and going to have to be involved in business and financial matters. Whether it's subsistence or whether it's more than that. And therefore it doesn't say v'chol ma'adeichem, because the Torah does not expect that of the average person. V'chol ma'adecha is for a person that really wants to push themselves, to dedicate themselves to Torah. That's for the individual. But for the masses, says Reb Chaim, it doesn't say v'chol ma'adeichem, because it's talking about two different categories of people, which is why the second paragraph of the Shema says, v'asafta d'ganecha, you shall gather in your produce, because it's talking about people that are working. This is a huge sugya. There's a lot more to say. But for now, to understand that they are talking about two different groups of people.